In Chicago, spurred on by Szilard, organized an informal committee on the social and political implications of the bomb. In early June 1945, several members of the committee produced a 12-page document that came to be known as the Frank Report, after its chairman, the Nobelist James Frank. It concluded that a surprise atomic attack on Japan was inadvisable from any point of view. It may be very difficult to persuade the world that a nation which was capable of secretly preparing and suddenly releasing a weapon as indiscriminate as the German rocket bomb and a million times more destructive is to be trusted in its proclaimed desire of having such weapons abolished by international agreement. The signatories recommended a demonstration of the new weapon before representatives of the United Nations, perhaps in a desert site or on a barren island. Frank was dispatched with the report to Washington, D.C., where he was informed, falsely, that Stimson was out of town. Truman never saw the Frank report. It was seized by the army and classified. By contrast to the people in Chicago, the scientists in Los Alamos, working feverishly to test the plutonium implosion bomb model as soon as possible, had little time to think about how or whether their gadget should be used on Japan. But they also felt that they could rely on Oppenheimer. As the MetLab biophysicist Eugene Rabinowitch, one of the seven signatories of the Frank Report, observed, the Los Alamos scientists shared a widespread feeling that we can trust Oppenheimer to do the right thing. One day, Oppenheimer called Robert Wilson into his office and explained that he was a consultant to the interim committee that was advising Stimson on how the bomb should be used. He asked Wilson for his views. "He gave me some time to think about it, and so I came back and said I felt that it should not be used, and that the Japanese should be alerted to it in some manner." Wilson pointed out that in just a few weeks they would be conducting a test of the bomb. Why not invite the Japanese to send a delegation of observers to witness the test? "Well," Oppenheimer replied, "supposing it didn't go off." And I turned to him coldly, Wilson recalled, and said, "Well, we could kill them all." Within seconds, Wilson, a pacifist, regretted having said such a bloodthirsty thing. Wilson was flattered to have been asked, but disappointed that his views had not changed Oppie's thinking. "He should have had no business talking to me about it in the first place," Wilson said, "but he clearly wanted some advice from somebody, and he liked me, and I was very fond of him." Oppenheimer also talked with Phil Morrison, his former student, and, since his transfer from the MetLab in Chicago, one of his closest friends in Los Alamos. Morrison remembers participating in a meeting of Grove's Target Committee in the spring of 1945. Two such meetings took place in Oppenheimer's office on May 10th and 11th, and the official minutes record the participants' agreement that the target for the bomb should be located in a large urban area of more than 3 miles diameter. They even discussed targeting the Emperor's Palace in downtown Tokyo. Morrison, sitting in as a technical expert, remembers speaking up in favor of some kind of formal warning to the Japanese if a demonstration seemed impractical. "I thought even leaflet warning should have been enough." But when he suggested this, the notion of a warning was quickly dismissed by an unidentified army officer. "If we give a warning, they'll follow us and shoot us down," said the officer dismissively. "It's very easy for you to say, and it's not easy for me to accept." And Morrison got no support for his position from Oppenheimer. "Essentially," he recalled much later, "I was given rather a hard time. I was excluded from having any real comment. I came away with the realization that we had little influence on what was going to happen." Morrison's recollection was confirmed by David Hawkins, who also was in the room. "Morrison represented the concerns of many of us," Hawkins wrote. He said that he proposed that a warning be sent to the Japanese, giving them a chance to evacuate. The officer sitting across from him, name not known or remembered, spoke vehemently against the proposal, saying something like, "They'd send up everything they have against us, and I'd be in that plane."